perlahan.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make a dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the words you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to the Lord,
alleluia. Praise to the Lord, alleluia. Praise to the Lord, alleluia. Praise to the Lord.
Magandang umaga. The only word. The second word, salamat. Salamat po.
So we seldom hear Jesus preaching on the Holy Spirit, right? Because Holy Spirit is not to be taught or preached, but to be lived. By the time of Jesus, of course, whatever he says is the word of the Father. And whatever he says, he's in the Holy Spirit. It's one Trinity, Holy Trinity, right? You can separate. Now the Son says, now the Holy Spirit says, now the Father says. You're one God. Many different ways expressed. But still, the Holy Spirit is all the time, but hidden. That's a problem. Even the creation of the world, you know, even in the verse 2 already, the Genesis chapter 1, the Holy Spirit on the surface of the earth, move around. Never know, never see, but there, that's a problem. Jesus didn't talk much about the Holy Spirit. He always says, "What I'm telling you is a word from the Father." But then he says, "If I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. By that time, you will remember what I have said and understand what I have told you." You see? But that means to say, by the time when Jesus is on earth, the disciples, yes and no, something. Otherwise, Peter wouldn't go away, you know, I mean, not go away, but he denied Jesus. He's afraid. He still having the strength. He knows many things. He understands many things, but don't have no courage. Or, in a certain sense, not yet have the heart, the fullness of the understanding. And when you read the Acts Apostles, the disciples or the apostles, they are gathering together in the cenacle, praying without having any mother together with them. And on the last day of their prayer, the ninth day, suddenly a great sound like the wind blowing, and sing like fire coming up, coming down. Everybody speaks different languages. Everybody understands one another. Peter, I think he's the once more coward person by the time maybe. He's the first one go out into the city of Jerusalem and preaching the gospel, preaching Jesus Christ. And they were just all concealed in the synagogue because they are afraid. Because in the name of Jesus, they might be caught. Now, go ahead. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit, not taught, it's lived. You too, each one of us, receive the Holy Spirit when we are baptized. Of course, when the time of confirmation, it's a more formal announce that we have the Holy Spirit. But by the time of our baptism, already the Holy Spirit in us. But why couldn't we experience the same as apostles in the first days? Some did. I know many of you attend the seminar on the renewal in the Holy Spirit, and you received they call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And now you have the courage to speak and sing and hallelujah before everybody. In the past, you just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. But now today you can say, hallelujah. You have this courage, right? Came from the Holy Spirit. You know what? With the charismatic movement, I didn't have the grace. I just tell a small story. I was studying in Rome by that time. I attend one or twice the seminar, not the seminar, the monthly meeting, okay? It's not exactly the seminar. Because I was studying in Rome, so in Gregorian University, there's a group and inviting all the students of other colleges. When we say colleges, means the university students living in our society. And so I was invited, by curiosity, I attend the first day, the first time, and then enter, and then we pray, and then they, impose the hand of the hand. I just felt fainted. So I went out of the room, the Holy Spirit's form is powerful, so I cannot stand. I can breathe without inside. So, for the second time, I try again, might be the first time I didn't eat enough, I'm weak. Exactly the same. When the people coming in position hand or don't, I cannot pass. Really fainted. So I went out the door, fresh air, my goodness. I said, go out. So, by that time, I know Jesus gave me a message. This is not yet the time to release the Holy Spirit in this way. Too strong for me. And by the time, because just a week ago, two weeks ago, I met the Pokhara movement. And there I find my life. So Jesus is telling me, if you have find life in one movement, stick to that first. Otherwise, you go to one or two or three and four, you get nothing. And Jesus, Holy Spirit, is teaching me, just stick to one. If something good, hold to it. And I thank the Lord for 40 years, I take part in the Pokhara movement. And I still find the life there. Anyway, it's a life of the Holy Spirit also, in a different way, different expression of the Holy Spirit. That's one of the, in the second letter, no? One Spirit, but many gifts, different gifts. So I enjoy the Pentecostal movement, but I know that I myself is not called for this. But tell the truth, I have the gift to bless people, and people can receive the Holy Spirit and rest on the Holy Spirit. I have this gift. But not in the Pentecostal movement. That's interesting. Now, I tell you one just little story, how I filled with the Holy Spirit. I was telling you I was studying in Rome. So, I left, I have the security of what I'm learning in theology. Many times, because my memory is not very good, first of all, so difficult to remember all these things. And so study for me is only a knowledge, but never become life. Now, to go back a little bit more, in the second year of theology, in the summertime, I went to Lourdes to work for summer work over there in Lourdes, France. So I was there for nearly 1.5 months as a volunteer work there. And I have time to ask, to pray a little bit more than before. So by the time I just asked our Heavenly Mother, please give me a grace that is good for me. I didn't ask which grace I should have. I even didn't ask to be successful, to become a priest. I didn't ask for this. It's just, whatever is best, please give it to me. After 6 months, I was invited to visit in Lopiano, that place of the Focolare movement, the training center of the young people. I went there. I was disappointed in the first days. I was just disappointed. I know the spirit of this Focolare movement is love, mutual love, first one to love. Love unconditionally. But this is my judgment. I didn't find this in them. So with my pride, I told myself, even they don't do it, why not me? I can do it. So I tried to, all these later days, be the first one to love, love unconditionally. So even you don't greet me, I greet you. Even you do that, I do it. You know, this is my first change. Although it's our pride, the motivation is bad. But Jesus using bad things, the Holy Spirit using bad things, transformed to good, you know? They kill Jesus, and Jesus give us new life. You know, this is the same thing. So, after these few days, one night, you know, by that time, my soul is not at ease. You know, still hanging what should the gospel life or what adhere to the past life, you know. It's something you can rest well. Interesting. One night, I was still sleeping. That was in the Lopiano, the place. About 2 or 3 o'clock, you know, quite consciously. Suddenly, there's a kind of light from above down to my body. It's a kind of light. I don't know what. Then I say, I understand. That I presume this is the descent of the Holy Spirit and give it the life, the strength. From then on, until today, so fresh, I cannot say exactly what St. Paul is experiencing because he was, you know, thrown down to the ground and the light brought him down to the ground and he asked, who are you? And then the voice said, I'm the Jesus you're persecuting. I didn't have that kind of dramatic experience, but that light entered my soul. Ever since, I have so much light in life, in my theology. Just to cite one example, the professor of dogmatic theology by that time, he is a real Italian. When he speaks fast, if I manage to understand half, it's already merit for me. You can imagine. And very deep and abstract, you know, in the examination. Usually I'm afraid of examination. But I don't know why, with this descent of the Holy Spirit, I'm quite confident, although I didn't memorize any one of his points. You know, his A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, C, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you want to get a good mark, you have to memorize A, B, C, and then, okay, good student. When he asked me something, by the time, literally speaking, I forgot anything about what he's telling in the paper. But I share according to that time. In my soul, what I see his question. And I spoke, and he was listening. My student listened to his professor, you know. You can imagine. The Holy Spirit worked much bigger than professor. So, of course, I got a quite good mark that day. Just to tell you, if you open, if you love, even sometimes out of bad intention, you know, for pride, important is to love. Important is put in love, whatever, unconditionally, being first one to love. Just do it. When you have love, you will have the Spirit in you. I'm not saying you don't have the Holy Spirit, but it cannot live up because you are not living. You cannot hold the Holy Spirit because you are not in love, you know. The Spirit is in love. Who is Holy Spirit? It's the essence of God. God the Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. It's love itself. It's the essence of essence, right? If you don't have love, how to expect you have the Holy Spirit? Can't. You cannot hold the Holy Spirit because you are not there. He cannot be there. Of course, I'm not saying I am there. I'm still in bad intention. I do things just to prove that I'm better than you by that time, you know. Of course, later, I dare not. Only judgment. Because I used to judge in the past. Judgmental is part of my character. Ever since, I dare not judge so much. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit will go away, you know. So, you have to keep it. Keep the Holy Spirit. I try to, I cannot say, you know, touch wood. I have to always keep this in mind. Never fail. Love. Love means leave God in you. Leave God in others. Whatever you do, that needs you to me. This is Mother Teresa's motto. That's all. Simple things. At this time, if you want to have love, if you want to have the wisdom now, you have to love, right? How do you love now? Listen to me. Don't fly away. If you fly away, means you look for yourself. You won't receive the Holy Spirit. If I speak with love, and you listen with love, then there's a mutual love. And this is the problem of Jesus. With two or three are united in my name, in love, I will be in your midst. That's the point. That's the point of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, love. So, cheerful. No matter where you go, of course, at times, not easy. When you work in household work, not many people appreciate you, know. And many people, if you're doing something good, people will take advantage of you. Exactly what this morning we share, the diary of Sister Faustina, this morning. She's telling Jesus, Lord, I do good, but people is taking advantage of me. So that means she wants to say, now at times, maybe conditioned. No, maybe at times I might not do so well because and what Jesus says, you just do it. Don't worry what others doing, ticket, when to not ticket, when to. This is your business. This is their business. My own business. And this is the word of Jesus, always using very often, not often, but quite often. I can quote one or two times. You know, at the time of Cana, in a banquet, and when how Mary, his mother, telling, they don't have wine. This is not our business. That means my own business. Another time, after resurrection, he's appearing to the disciples, and he's talking to Peter. Now, Peter, now when you're young, you can go anywhere. But eventually, when you're old, you can't. You know, you'll be brought to some place you don't want to go, you know. And John says, this is how Jesus predicts his future will be persecuted, right? He died in Rome on the cross, turning upside down. You know, everybody knows this. Then, Peter was for curiosity. Then she said, Jesus, what about him? That's him, this John, standing aside. Then she said, my own business. Whatever happened to him, this is not your business. Just follow me. You just follow me. See? So many times we look at one another. If she did something good, then okay, I'm good to him or to her. If he's not bad, if he doesn't look at you, I don't look at him. This is not the way. So let the Holy Spirit descend upon us. Have the spirit of joy, of light, and have heart to love as Jesus would love us. Father and Son and Holy Spirit.